Hello students, welcome to grade 4 computer science subject. In this session again we will be learning some more components which are there inside the system unit. The first component which we will be discussing is computer fan. As we know that the function of the fan is to provide the cooler air. Similarly, as computer uses the electricity, because of the more use of computer and due to the electricity, the computer gets started heating up, and due to excess heat there is a chance of damage of the parts which are there inside the CPU. So, to provide the cooler air inside the CPU, we are having a small fan which is there inside the CPU. It provides cooler air into the CPU and blows out the hot air from the CPU. As soon as the computer gets on, the computer fan starts working. Till we shut down the computer, it continuously provides cooler air inside the CPU. Then the next part which is there inside the CPU is ports. As we know that motherboard is the main component which is used to hold the components which are present inside the CPU, as well as the components which are present outside the CPU, they also must connect with the motherboard, because motherboard is a thin board which holds the processor and the other devices which are there inside the CPU, as well as the outside the components like monitor, keyboard, mouse, speaker. These are also should get connected with the motherboard to work them properly. So, to connect the external hardware devices with the motherboard, we are having ports. At the back side of the CPU, there are many sockets, and these sockets are called ports. And ports are used to connect the external hardware devices with the motherboard. There are few ports which we will be discussing now, which are used to connect the external hardware devices. The first port name is USB port. The USB port is used to connect a pen drive. Next port is audio in, audio out, and this port is used to connect the speakers, microphones with the computer. VGA port is used to connect the monitor to the CPU, whereas PS bar 2 port is used to connect the keyboard and mouse to the CPU. And the last port is power port, which is used to connect the power cord to the CPU. So these are the 5 different ports which are used to connect 5 different hardware devices with the motherboard. Which are they? USB port, audio in, audio out port, VGA port, PS2 port and power port. So in this session we have discussed about computer fan, motherboard and the different ports which are available at the backside of the CPU. In the next class, we will be learning again more. Till then, bye-bye.